Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5. David Prowse, the 6'7" actor and bodybuilder who gave Darth Vader his towering presence, has died at the age of 85. Of course, David was the physical Vader while James Earl Jones provided the voice. Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker in the franchise, said, "So sad to hear David Prowse has passed. He was a kind man and much more than Darth Vader. Actor, husband, father, member of the Order of the British Empire, 3 times British weightlifting champion, he loved his fans as much as they loved him."
Speaking of Star Wars, we finally have learned what Baby Yoda's official name is in The Mandalorian Season 2, and it's not what fans are expecting. It's Grogu.
So what?
Grogu. The name reveal had mixed reactions from fans as well, including one who said it may as well be called Go-Gurt. I just always thought his name was Yoda. Right, okay. Yep, thanks, Grogu.
Rebel Wilson has hit her goal weight. Of course, she claimed 2020 as her year of health, and she's totally blitzed her weight goal with a month to spare. She posted on Sunday, "Even though it's not about a weight number, it's about being healthy. I needed a tangible measurement to have a goal, and that was 75 kg.
Well done. She's totally nailed it. Good on you, Rebel. Now, Miley Cyrus dropped her 7th studio album on Friday, Plastic Hearts, which is a rock-filled project with star-studded collaborations including Stevie Nicks, Joan Jett and Billy Idol. Check this one out with Billy. It's called Nightcrawl. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Billy Idol back, who would have thought?
So cool.
And Miley's single, What Do I Know, has fans talking. It's all about moving on from a bad marriage, which, as we know, has to be about her ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth. Now, that's the second time that Miley's had a whinge about Liam Hemsworth in her songs.
Oh, yeah, she's written a few songs about him. There was Wrecking Ball, there was Slide Away, and then Malibu was their love song when they got back together, and now this is basically saying, I don't even miss you. Oh. And if you're looking for something to binge watch, then you need to see The Queen's Gambit. Now, I recommended this to you, Gunners, and you loved it, right?
Damn straight.
It's totally smashed Netflix records. The show, about an orphan with a talent for chess, it's become the most streamed limited scripted series ever on Netflix, attracting 62 million viewers during its first month alone.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali. 91.7
The Wave.